From the Pittsburgh Concert Society today, we're pleased to have a 15-year-old young artist competition winner. He is a student at Swickley Academy, and you'll get to meet him after he plays his first selection. Here is Gary Penk. Gary Penk, live here on the Saturday Light Brigade. Gary, can you tell me the selection that you just played?
Yes, that was Beethoven's Sonata, Opus 10, Number 2 in F major.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. What grade are you going into?
I'm going to 10th grade.
And at Swickley Academy,
yes.
Right? Would you like to acknowledge anybody or while you have a moment here?
Yes, I would like to thank my parents for supporting me and helping me pursue my musical interest. I would also like to thank my brother for also encouraging me. I would also like to thank my piano, just all my teachers in general, for just supporting me and guiding me.
That's great. Tell me about your brother, his name, how old he is.
My brother is Derek. He's 13 years old.
And how does he support you?
Well, sometimes we just like to talk about music, and so that just encourages me. Like, we share challenges that we've been facing. He plays the violin, and so do I, so we can kind of share those challenges and help each other overcome them.
Does he also play?
Does he
play an instrument?
Yes, he
as
plays
well?
Violin.
Excellent. So do you two play together sometimes?
Sometimes.
Not often. It sounds not too often. What else do you like to do?
I'm really interested in math, so math and science.
And I'm guessing, did you finish algebra?
Yes.
And probably geometry, too,
yeah,
I guess. What's your next math class coming up?
I took pre-calculus past year, so calculus will be next.
Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Probably a computer scientist.
Excellent. That sounds great. Well, tell me about your Pittsburgh Concert Society experience. Did you have to audition?
Yes, it was an audition.
And so you went and you played, and then what happened after you played? Did you have to wait to get some feedback?
Yes, we had the results would come at, like, I think they said 7:30 the night of the audition.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
We just waited. And what's funny is that I was, like, anxious, so I kept looking at the clock, and it actually passed 7:30 before I got my audition results. So, participated in Pittsburgh Concert Society for 2 years in the past, and I wasn't a winner, so I was just kind of discouraged. But then at like 7:34 they came and called, so that was really uplifting.
It's 7:34.
Yeah.
What did you? So I guess they call either way, right?
Yeah.
So when the phone rang, were you a little nervous? Or
yeah, I was a little nervous because I wasn't sure if it would be like Pittsburgh Concert Society calling or my piano teacher calling saying that she didn't receive any notifications. So,
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you won. This will be our last chance to talk this morning. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before you play another piece?
Not really.
Okay. And what are you about to play?
I'm about to play Brahms Rhapsody, Opus 79, Number 2 in B minor.
Thank you. And here, once again, a rising 10th grader at Swickley Academy, Gary Peng. Gary Pagg, thank you very much. You sounded and played beautifully, and thank you to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. You can see a picture of Gary, and thank you. I turned to look at him and promptly called him by the wrong name. Gary, thank you for being with us, and thanks to the Pittsburgh Concert Society for supporting music in our area and helping to encourage young artists. I'm so glad that Gary persevered and won in this round and got that call at 7:34.